When it comes to the wide array of programming offered on TV these days, TV critic David Bianculli generally feels the more the merrier. Generally, but not always.
One of the things I really do believe about TV is that it's better now than it was in the 50s, 60s, or even 70s. Partly because the programming has gotten more sophisticated, and partly because there's so much more of it to go around. 20 years ago, there were no cable networks, PBS was just getting started, and independent stations were little more than places to go for old reruns and older movies. Today, the new programming comes from everywhere, and some of the series on cable TV, PBS, independent stations, and the Fox network are as good as anything shown on the big three networks, and sometimes better. Stuff like Fox's The Simpsons, the syndicated Star Trek The Next Generation, HBO's Tales from the Crypt, and just about everything shown on PBS's American Playhouse. But even though I firmly believe that the quantity of options leads to a higher quality of TV, that theory doesn't always work out in practice. Take this week's telemovies, for example. On the major networks this weekend, we have one high-quality telemovie, ABC's Our Sons, which stars Anne Margaret and Julie Andrews in a story about two women whose sons have AIDS. But we also have a Fatal Attraction ripoff movie on CBS and a Knight Rider 2000 movie on NBC, which to me is more of a threat than an event. But the question is, are the non-network alternatives any better? Not necessarily. One miniseries popping up in syndication this month, called Vendetta, stars supermodel Carol Alt as a mafia bride. Pick a scene, any scene, and it's easy to conclude that this supermodel is no super actress.
You still don't want me?
Please don't.
Yes or no?
There is more to this than a yes or a no.
Not for me, there's not. Why are you playing this game? Tell me, Sean, do you want me, yes or no?
The answer is no. Then there's Red Wind, this week's made-for-cable telemovie on the USA Network. Lisa Hartman stars as a psychologist whose new patient is into masochism. Then again, so is Hartman's character. And for that matter, so is anyone who chooses to watch. Listen to the stiffness of this typical therapy session.
I use games a great deal in my work, and I'd like to try that with your husband.
But he's not here.
Well, in this game, I'd like for you to be your husband, and I'll play you. I'll start with a question, and you answer me honestly as he would, and we'll just see what happens, okay? What am I doing wrong, Mike?
Come over here.
I'm afraid of you.
Good.
Are you going to hurt me?
That's what you want, isn't it?
No, I want you to be nice to me.
Then take off your clothes.
What are you doing to me?
Put your hands over your head. Close your eyes.
I want you to stop it.
No, you don't. You don't want me to stop.
Well, I do. And next Monday on the Fox network, there's a telemovie sequel that picks up where three awful theatrical movies left off. Yes, it's Omen 4, The Awakening. And do you really have to hear a clip from it to know that it's a bad omen? I don't think so. But it isn't all bleak out there. If you can, catch this month's Kurt Vonnegut's Monkey House on the Showtime cable network. It's a telemovie pilot for a proposed anthology series. And if it goes to series, and if later episodes are as good as the three shown in the pilot, Showtime will have itself the best anthology show since The Twilight Zone. For some of this other stuff, though, the best advice is to zone out.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.